Welcome to Soul Up. I am Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. The purpose of this podcast is to help us align with the rhythm of the universe, to reconnect to the natural order of which we are a live and impactful part. Welcome back. I haven't been on here in a while. I'm not very regimented and find that somehow there is a natural flow to the work that I do, or at least that's what I tell myself, and the places that I show up. I let life guide me. And as Father Richard Rohr, you know, I quote him often, as he says, God comes to me disguised as my life, and so I go with it. I'm a strong Virgo, and while I know I benefit from routine and consistency, it's not always my go-to behavior. All of my Virgo energy is in the 12th house of Pisces, so is it there is a softer, more mystical touch to my work and how I see my responsibilities. For the past several months, my life has been pretty much unsettled. I knew it was coming, and yet I didn't really get how it would be. Until we experience, we really only imagine. I've talked for some time in my work and on this podcast about the significant change of consciousness that's happening for humanity in this transition between the ages that we are alive and well in. In fact, that's one of the reasons I wanted to start a podcast. I knew it would be unsettling as systems break down, these boxes we've put ourselves in collapse. Deep currents of the past, you know, are rising into view, while old patterns, emotional wounds, rigid beliefs, generational bullshit, excuse my language, has all been coming to the surface. We are experiencing a planetary escalation point, or maybe I should say exclamation point. It's all getting big. One of the songs that comes to mind for me is Cass Elliot, you know, Mamas and the Papas. There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. It is unsettling. And the closer we get to zero point, the top of the roller coaster, the more intense it gets. Jarred out of the norm, we see things with new eyes. We see things we haven't seen before. We feel uncomfortable and unsure. Reality, as we have known it, over these last few years here in the United States, and, you know, I can't speak for other parts of the world, but reality, as we have known it, has blown to bits all around us. Tomorrow, September 21st, marks the tail end of an eclipse period. Did you know that? There are people that get all wound up speaking of eclipse season as this dire time that's coming. There's an astrologer that I have listened to. It always goes, the eclipses are coming, the eclipses are coming, like it's something awful that's happening. In ancient times, that was one of the fears. The skies would go dark and it's like, okay, what's going to happen? At the same time, we've come to live with eclipses on a regular basis. And most of the time, while some people holler about the sky falling, other people don't even notice anything's happening. I mean, I would say by far a greater majority of people are unaware that anything cosmically is happening at all. If, you know, they knew how to recognize the symptoms, they might see some signs. You know, they might be edgy, tense, dealing with intrusive thoughts. There may be signs around, like, you know, conflicts coming to a head or unexpected circumstances or changes. Often there's an escalation of feelings. Things just kind of get amped up. But here's the thing. It happens whether we're aware of it or not. If we're not aware, we may be more unconsciously numb to the buffeting and battering by whatever comes forth for us, you know, big or small. Or we may see the messes, but we just keep keeping on, you know, blaming people, circumstances, wringing our hands about how awful everything is. We fuss and stay busy. And in that, we don't notice the deeper psychological systemic changes that are activating within us and without. If instead we are aware of the changing and powerfully influential cosmic rhythm, we can prepare, we can get ready, and with clear mind, we can open to the course correction that is offered by these evolutionary forces. They are guiding us to greater life. The more we understand it, the more we can work with it, the more we can take an active role, the more we can go with the flow, the more that we can choose a response to the circumstances that surround us. In that, we become powerful influencers in our own lives. You know, but the hard part is change is scary. We like our routines and our comfort zones. We like things the way they are. The known is way better than the unknown. In this big cosmic umbrella of change that we are now under, it comes down to a point where we can either embrace change or we can go kicking and screaming through it. We can take a big breath and consciously work to make the changes necessary in our immediate life and in the life around us. Or we could wait, eventually to be hit with a cosmic 2x4 or zapped by a lightning bolt that sparks a few fires before it gets grounded. I got a new knee last week. I've had problems with the old one for many years, ultimately coming to the decision that despite my fears, delays, and this resistance that I felt, it was time and I was going to get this done. I was scared. It was made very clear to me that it would be painful, and I wasn't sure that I'd handle that well. Can't I wait a while? Maybe I should just put it off for a little bit longer. It was weird to think about having something artificial inside me. You know, could that possibly be better than what I had? I was scared. And so, yeah, fear, as it is wont to do, rose to meet me. I had a gallbladder attack. I canceled the knee surgery, all out of fear of releasing the old. It took a couple weeks for me to get reoriented and to get grounded again. And it's interesting because this is where pain comes in. Difficulty with mobility, pain. That's what brought me back to my wiser self, really the part of me that said, wait a minute, I know what's right for me. I know I need to do this. And in that then, I embraced the courage required to break free of that stuck point. I scheduled it and leapt off the cliff. Now, I'm a week on the other side of a new knee. And having gone over that deep dive from the top of the roller coaster and heading back toward the ground, I see new possibility. I'm actually quite stunned. It was such a worse experience in my imagination than it was in reality. It was fear that kept me stuck in pain for so long. Meaning we do that, whether it's a knee or emotions or, how many examples could we come up with? It's fear that keeps us stuck in pain. It was fear that blocked my vision of the potential. My mind couldn't look beyond the box that had a very limited view of what could be possible. I had a hard time imagining. And that was fear that blocked my vision. You know, already I can walk better. I'm a little wobbly, and yet I see that as good. New knee requires adjustment time. When we're standing in a new ground, it's good that we go slow, we take our time. And really, literally and otherwise, to be steady, I have to slow down and be intentional with my steps. The new moon eclipse on Sunday, September 21, brings to a close an eclipse window that opened with the new moon at 0 degrees Virgo, August 23rd. It reached a peak at the full moon lunar eclipse, September 7th, when the sun and moon sat on opposite sides of the horizon, the sun at 15 degrees Virgo and the moon at 15 degrees Pisces, right in the middle. This eclipse cycle closes with a rare second concurrent new moon in the same sign at 29 degrees Virgo. So this is the second new moon in Virgo. First one at 0 degrees, the very beginning. This one at 29 degrees, the very end. That's a whole lot of Virgo energy. And it's all exponentially expanded with the South Node, our soul's path from the past, conjunct the Sun and Moon in Virgo. And our North Node, on the opposite side, our spirits call forward, opposite in Pisces, calling us into a new expression of truth. Eclipses create a power surge in the sign where the lunar north node is transiting and a power outage at the opposite pole where the lunar south node moves. So, we are getting a surge of spirit and higher consciousness and an interruption to old patterns and beliefs around shoulds. It's time to open up our stuck places and create a new reality. Virgo energy asks us to clean up our messes. It says if we want to be ready for what comes next, we need to get organized, get our house in order, take care of our health and our system, and get to work. It's about aligning and fine-tuning. With each step into clearer expression, we reveal more of the masterpiece hidden underneath. Often, like my experience with my knee, we need the pain to prompt us to change. Witnessing the world today, we are deep in the pain point. Tensions are high. Deep motivations and drives are being brought to light. Fear abounds. We can rush on through our life and not address it. We can devolve into shadow Virgo and become victims, bemoaning the woes and hardships of our life. Or we can see what needs to be cleaned up and dive in. We can become master carpenters, craftspeople, virtuosos who create fine works in our own lives, demonstrating that the possibility can become real. Not far from the North Node, and in direct opposition to the Sun and Moon together in Virgo, is Saturn, our anchor, foundation, and wisdom. Taking steps back into Pisces, for a reinfusion of imagination, vision, and possibility. Joining Saturn on this line of emergence is Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, bringing inspiration to new life and new outward expression. How are we going to show up? Adding to the messiness of this new moon eclipse is the asteroid Pandora. Pandora is sitting at 21 degrees Virgo, with the Sun and Moon on one side and the South Node on the other. We're probably all familiar with the story of Pandora's box, though in actuality it was said to be a jar. Pandora was created by Zeus as punishment to Prometheus, who brought fire to humanity, which essentially set them free, released from the control of the gods. So to get back at him, Zeus had all the gods put, you know, so-called gifts into the jar. Pandora was delivered to Earth by Mercury. And, you know, Mercury, the trickster god, gifted Pandora with curiosity. The jar was opened, and these difficult and messy gifts were spewed all over the world. And here we are. It's time to clean up the messes. Hatred, ignorance, greed, intolerance, manipulation, avarice, cruelty. And as the Pandora myth goes on to tell us, underneath all those difficult and disastrous gifts, when the jar was empty, what remained was hope. That's what we hang on to. Hope is the way forward. There are so many astrological pieces activating at this time. You know, I could talk for hours on all the different patterns and relationships forming as these evolutionary forces influence the electromagnetic forces of the Earth, of which we are a part. You know, if you want to dive deeper into all the details, there are people out there doing great work. Molly McCord is one of my favorites to listen to. Stephen Forrest has a podcast. We could sit and talk for a long time, picking apart several of the different transpersonal planet relationships that are powerfully and actively influencing this great change of an age. It's really phenomenal to look at on a deeper level. And yet I want everyone to remember, or I hold this place that beyond the details is a much bigger story of rapid and necessary change. According to metaphysical teachings, as the cosmic mother, it is Virgo's task to guide humanity into ever purer expression. The energetic streams of Virgo are said to quicken our etheric body, our energetic system, and bringing in streams of energy that are higher in potency than we have yet been able to generate in our body. As they're activated in high expression, these energy streams become mental alertness. They become discernment, constructive analysis, and the means to continual betterment. Activated and expressed in lower expression, they become criticism, victimization, overwhelm, and a negativity bias. We get to choose. Evolutionary processes are slow. Mystic Corrine Helene has said, "The way by which a human soul becomes a Christed one is long and arduous. It is only through choice that that way can be shortened. We can engage in the process. We can embrace pain when it comes. We can curiously and compassionately consider what it is telling us and lean in. We can get ourselves grounded in our own well-being, our own sense of self, and our own knowledge of what we know is right for us, and hold on to our mission, our peace. And we can trust that new life awaits on the other side." There is a poem called The Ways by John Oxenham. It reads, "To every person there openeth a way and ways and a way. And the high soul climbs the highway, and the low soul gropes the low. And in between, on the misty flats, the rest drift to and fro. But to every man there openeth a highway and a low, and every person decideth the way their soul shall go." It's a long road from duality to oneness. As humanity, we are evolving. And that is what we will continue to do, slowly but surely. And while we may have a long way to go, we'll get there quicker if we choose to participate. Monday, September 22nd, the energetic wheel shifts and the sun moves into Libra. Day and night are equal. We seek balance and equilibrium on the scales of justice. I'll do my best to stay grounded and true to my mission. That really is the message of this eclipse season. And I wish you the same. Together, we can re-enchant the universe, reclaim the magic, and create a new reality. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis, with that boy sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. honey brings a smile to my face. Your honey makes sweet all the bitter, and it keeps me warm in the winter. Your honey with its golden beauty brings the memory back to me. Memories of a sweet beginning. Oh, honey, won't you please keep singing? Sweet honey.